designations. I tried to keep these designations broad enough so that we avoid the problem that Mr. Vesey speaks to, and that I think, if we're not careful, can be a problem. That is, you narrow the pool of people who are able to participate so dramatically that it's difficult to find people to serve. And I wouldn't want to do that. I don't think this amendment does that.
For the question, Representative.
Just a comment that I guess I'll just have to go by the adage, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so I guess I just can't support the amendment at this point in time. I just don't see the justification.
Would the secretary call the roll on the question to adopt the amendment?
Representative Vesey?
No.
Representative Elson?
Yes.
Representative Cott?
No.
Representative Osterman?
No.
Representative Ivan?
No. The amendment has failed. What is the desire of Representative Vesey?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to offer an amendment. It's not in writing, but I would like to propose that we delete Section 1 and Section 2, and unless I misunderstand it, all we'd be doing would be taking out some amendments that were made in the Senate. I don't believe they were in the bill that went through the legislature last year that I spent a fair amount of time on, and I don't think they've had the review of the ABC board.
You heard the motion to amend, take out Section 1 and Section 2?
Correct.
What is your reaction, Mr. Sherrod?
Mr. Chairman, similar to the amendments that you just had before you, including this, but over the years, there's been a mix of ideas to have the membership of the board be this or that. I can say that it, particularly with Section 2, that when you say that two members of the board have to be from the public in a quorum, that does throw somewhat of a potential difficult operating problem with the board. Yeah, I think it's certainly understandable to know that the industry members of the board are the more willing and dedicated participants on the board. And they are there all the time, where the public members are from different professions or businesses, and we find ourselves in a time with a quorum just consisting of the two industry members and a public member. So with the provision in statute that the board must act on an application within 90 days from the date it is filed, if a quorum is made up of just three people, the law says the action by the board has to be unanimous. So when you limit it to the public members who are persons who are more infrequently at board meetings, you're limiting the board's ability to operate effectively.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, go ahead.
My main reason for making the motion is I don't think amendment number or section number one does anything that really isn't current practice, except perhaps it takes some flexibility away from the governor. And section two doesn't do anything that doesn't already exist. There are only two members of the board that are from the industry. If there is only, it takes three to make a quorum, and if that one person who is a general public member feels that the general public representation of the board is being rolled, so to speak, all they have to do is get them to walk out, and there's no longer a quorum. So this is already the way that the board functions.
Representative?
Well, I think the argument being made on Section 2 is probably hard to refute, so I'm not going to spend an awful lot of time trying to refute it, but I think I'm going to express opposition to removing Section number 1. I mean, I think what Section number 1 does is it clarifies some things that may be a problem in the future. For example, the language that precludes a person from being involved in the industry, this clarifies that language does not preclude somebody who is an alcohol or substance abuse counselor. I mean, clearly somebody could perhaps make a stretched argument that person is involved in the industry because as a result of the sale of alcohol, they have a job. So I think what section number one does is just provide some clarifying language that I think is important. I think the other part of the language that I think is important is, it says a board member representing the general public or an immediate family member of a board member representing the general public may not have an interest. I mean, I think this language is specifically designed to preclude a situation in which a public member of the board has a spouse that owns a bar. And I don't think anybody by any stretch of the imagination would say that they don't have an interest in a bar, even though their name may not be on the license. So, because clearly they have an economic interest as a result of being married to the person that is the licensee. So I think that, I guess I'm just going to object to the motion.
Further discussion? Representative Easy.
Mr. Chairman, I don't care. If you'd like, we could divide the question.
That's fine. Whatever you're... Would you prefer to divide it?
It doesn't matter to me, Mr. Chair, if the maker of the amendment wants to divide it. I've
made the offer, really, for Representative Elton.
We will divide the question then. So we'll have Section 1 will be before us to... The motion before us now will be to remove Section 1 from the bill. Do we have any objections? We have an objection. Roll call vote, please.
Representative Elton?
No.
Representative Easy?
Yes.
Representative Cott?
Yes.
Representative Osterman?
Yes. Point of order, does it take three or four?
Three.
Okay. Section 1 then does, will be removed. Okay. We have before us, the next motion then is...
can't take any more motion.
Three votes, but we have to have a quorum for four.
Yes.
Good.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we will stand at recess to the call of the chair.